For episode 15 of season 9, let's talk best value based on some ADP right now for 12-team leagues. Let's have some fun with that. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. Hooters introducing their new sauce for the summer, Mango Habanero, a sweet fruity punch with a spicy smooth kick. And you can get that in new hand-breaded chicken tenders that are shaken in that sauce or any of your favorite sauces. Served with a side of fries for only $9.99. Remember, they have Bud and Bud Light pints for $4.79, Mick Ultra pints for $4.99. And I'd like to add, since it's my summer of seltzers, they have the lowest price I have seen of any restaurants, non-promo, non-happy hour on neutrals. For those of you that venture away from beer all the time or sometime, I got a neutral at the Hooters on 4th Street in St. Pete recently for $4.99. Hooters. Visit originalhooters.com for the location nearest you of their 11 in the greater Tampa Bay area and for easy online ordering. Email write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com with any of your fantasy questions. Been having some fun on the podcast this week with some input from listeners, with Ira's appearance on the podcast at his 70th birthday party and roast. In line with that, as we do another broadcast here, cranking out multiple podcasts on one day. Many of you enjoying that there's a new one every day. I don't record one every day. That's not feasible for me. So I'm recording three or four in a day, sort of like the way Pat Sajak always did Wheel of Fortune episodes, or Bob Barker doing Price is Right episodes. That's the way they do it. They do a whole week of shows in one day. Pretty good system. Hard work, but you work one day and crank out a week of shows. So as we broadcast this on Monday, August 12th, I'm going to use the Fantasy Football Calculator mock drafts for the previous 24 hours and use that data to determine where they have ADPs based on a 12-team league. And of course, I live in a non-PPR world. As time has gone on, there's not as much difference between PPR and non-PPR. And then you have the half-point hedge that has become more and more popular. So I'm just going to rattle off the 12 players per round based on over 600 fantasy football mock drafts via fantasyfootballcalculator.com in the previous 48 hours, and we'll talk about what I think are the best picks for that particular round. Not necessarily doing round one, because we've spent a lot of time on round one, and it's not like we're done with round one. You need to hit on your round one pick. I still remember I had a conversation with someone a couple years ago, just getting into fantasy football, more playing with family members, and got to me kind of last minute, but I think it was a last minute thing anyway, and you know, trying to teach them what they were going to do, and it was auto draft, blah, 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 blah. And I got a text message saying, I think I screwed up already and made a huge mistake in the first round drafting a player with the right first name, but not the right last name. And I said, yeah, I said, you're not going to be able to overcome that. Because the draft continues, it's timed, it's live, there's no going back, it can't be corrected. And I kind of threw up my hands at that point and said, there's not a lot I can do at this point, this can't be fixed. So if you totally botch your first round pick, it's tough to overcome. Ask anyone who's actually made a sensible first round pick and had that player go down due to injury, either in camp, preseason game, first game of the year, second game of the year, non-contact injury, first couple months of the season in practice, and it's just like, and it's your number one pick. People felt that way about Nick Chubb last year. I'd love to hear from someone at write.todd@yahoo.com who picked Nick Chubb in the first round last year and won their league. There's an example. So email me if you were that person, write.todd@yahoo.com. Show me the proof you drafted Nick Chubb in round one, and then show me the proof you won your league. Because you have to you can't have that first round pick be a total flop. Total flop. You can have it be a bad pick, a regrettable pick, but still someone you get something out of. It can't be a flop. It can't be a huge mistake. So of the first round, as we speak, based on this data, it's Run CMC, followed now by Bijan Robinson at two, then Tyreek Hill, Chase, Breece Hall, Jonathan Taylor, Amon Ra, Justin Jefferson, Saquon Barkley, Kyren Williams, Derrick Henry moving up, 11, and Jahmyr Gibbs. I agree, McCaffrey won. Why wouldn't I agree? I took him number one overall amidst a lot of talk. Justin Jefferson should go number one overall, and it was a major reason I won my league. If I'm drafting number one again this year overall, I will take Christian McCaffrey. So the first round kind of speaks for itself. Now let's see, based on who isn't in this data and is slotted 13 through 24, who we think the best second round pick would be. There's A.J. Brown, then Garrett Wilson, then Marvin Harrison Jr., highest rookie on the board, then Puka Nacua, then Josh Jacobs, Travis Etienne, Isaiah Pacheco, Drake London, Cooper Kupp, Nico Collins, Josh Allen, Brandon Ayuk. Okay, to me, it's Josh Allen. And you're saying, wait a minute, Josh Allen, I mean, that's a quarterback. Yeah, we're past that now. If you haven't noticed, guys winning fantasy championships in season-long leagues often have, in recent years, have had Josh Allen on their team or Patrick Mahomes on their team or Jalen Hurts on their team. It's not a coincidence. Getting one of those guys is a big step towards championship. And you know, last year, when I picked McCaffrey one, I was hopeful on the wraparound at 20 and 21, because we were a 10-team league, I could get either Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, or Patrick Mahomes. They were all gone. All gone. Maybe because people in my league listen to the podcast. Maybe they knew. But there's Josh Allen. I think that's the best pick of round two. If you're just discarding that and saying, well, I'm not taking a quarterback early, so give me something I can use. Okay, fine. Who would I take in the second round? Let's say Josh Allen wasn't available. Who would I take in round two? With the least amount of question marks. I like that Pacheco is getting so much love. I just can't pull the trigger that early on a supporting character in an offense. I just can't do it. I understand it, but I can't do it. So who instead? Nico Collins? I get it. I want to see him do it again this year with Stroud, with Diggs out there. That's another guy who will command some attention. At this point, we're not sure where Ayuk is going to play. Maybe that is resolved by the time you listen to this. Etienne is very talented and had a very good first half last year. I'm just not a believer in the Jaguars. So I guess I have to cop out here and just take the guy ranked highest in the second round and say the data is correct, that it's A.J. Brown with the Philadelphia Eagles, who didn't have a good second half last year. The touchdowns were early in the season, but the body of work is good. We did a whole podcast earlier this year about Amon-Ra St. Brown or A.J. Brown, and we looked at it all, and it's close, but I made more of a case for, if I had my choice, this or that, I'd take Amon-Ra. This or everyone else other than Josh Allen in the second round, I would take A.J. Brown. I think the data is correct. Their third round, hang on here. Third round goes like this in a 12-team league. Achan, Evans, Mahomes, Waddle, Rashad White, Metcalf, James Cook, Olave, Kenneth Walker, Lamar Jackson, C.J. Stroud, Travis Kelce. If you are in a tight end mandatory league and you can take Travis Kelce in the third round, I would suggest doing it. Of course, I play in non-mandatory tight end leagues and still see great value in Travis Kelce. So this, for me, comes down to if I already have a quarterback, then I'm not taking Mahomes here. Otherwise, I would potentially be looking at Mahomes here or Jalen Hurts. The standouts for me here are Kelce, ironically, at the bottom, and Mike Evans near the top. How consistent are these guys? See, this is what I'm looking for. A body of work, consistency within with their production. They're receiving, they are running routes from the same quarterback as last year. That's why Mike Evans' value was down last year. We didn't know where it was going with Baker Mayfield. So I'd say Kelce is your best third round pick here. Mahomes, if you're going quarterback, and Mike Evans, because Mike Evans is going to give you 1,000 yards and it's going to score 8 to 10 touchdowns. Fourth round. So fourth round, 37 through 48. Here we go. CeeDee Lamb, Joe Mixon, Jalen Hurts, DJ Moore, Devontae Adams, Mari Cooper, Stephon Diggs, T. Higgins, Devontae Smith, Aaron Jones, Sam Laporta, James Conner. Who's the best fourth round pick there? The one that you say at the end of the year, and I got him in the fourth round. Jalen Hurts flies off the page if you don't have a quarterback. If you can get Jalen Hurts in the fourth round, you've done outstanding, because that means now you have two pass catchers and a running back, or two running backs and a pass catcher, and now you got a franchise quarterback who's going to put up top three quarterback points and get you all those easy 1 yard, 2 yard tush pushes. Although we do wait to see how effective it will be without Jason Kelce. I give the Eagles the benefit of the doubt that they'll still be able to execute it. If not Hurts, and if you're not going quarterback here, you already have your quarterback. Like in my world, I would have had Josh Allen in the second round. Where am I going? I'd do Diggs. Yeah, I'd do Diggs. We did a whole podcast on this. The last couple of years, I've invested heavily in wide receivers who change teams, fighting the myth that just because they're changing teams, their numbers will go down. So Stephon Diggs is the non-quarterback choice for me of those guys in the fourth round based on the data. Okay, so let's go 49 through 60. It starts with, please don't freeze on me. This did this before on another podcast, and I hate when it does it. 49 is Joe Burrow. 50 is Nick Chubb. 51 is Najee Harris. 52 is Malik Nabers. I don't know about that. 53, George Pickens. 54, Dak. 55, Michael Pittman. Can I see who's at 56? It's kind of blocked. I know Anthony Richardson's 57. Let me hit the reset and see if I can get a quick reboot here on what's going on with my iPad. I don't know why it's doing this. It might be the website more than anything else. And then we're already up to like 15 minutes. This thing totally locked up on me. I apologize for that. All right. I think I got one shot at it here. Yeah, the Anthony Richardson love, just ignoring how little he played last year and that he's learned his lesson. I got to see it to believe it. Okay, so fifth round. Burrow, Chubb, Najee Harris, Malik Nabers, George Pickens, Dak Prescott, Michael Pittman, DeAndre Swift, Anthony Richardson, Jaden Reed, Zamir White, Zay Flowers. That doesn't sound like much of a fifth round to me, does it? The quarterbacks stand out, but obviously they're higher ranked quarterbacks than the other positions because less quarterbacks have been selected in front of them. And, you know, Richardson behind Burrow and Prescott, but away from quarterback here, I just, I mean, would I take Chubb in the fifth round and just hope for the best? Hope I get a RB1 in the fifth round? Or can I make more? You know what? I either do Chubb and I take the risk and I hope for the reward. I don't love doing that. But Sean Sullivan from Bill Curry Ford did that in one of my leagues last year with Taylor. He did it with Cooper Kupp, and he ended up winning the league. So in that case, I mean, I'm not taking Najee Harris. I'm not taking Malik Nabers. I'm not taking George Pickens. I'm anti-Bear, so I can't do DeAndre Swift. Jaden Reed, that just seems high for Jaden Reed, just like the perception of some Packers off their finish last year as opposed to what they were doing right before they went on that run. Zay Flowers, that means Lamar Jackson has to be better throwing the ball. And I just kind of think he's hit his ceiling there. Yeah. So it'd either be Chubb, if we're not going quarterback, Chubb, or it'd be Michael Pittman, who's just a very consistent wide receiver two type guy. It's not spectacular. It will leave you craving more, like higher points, but it seems to be a pretty solid floor. He's a good football player. Even if Richardson goes down, they got Flacco now. I can see Flacco feeding Pittman, right? So it might be him. Those would be my top two in the fifth round. Let's do a sixth round. Again, based on 600-plus mock drafts the last 48 hours via fantasyfootballcalculator.com. These are ADPs for a 12-team non-PPR league. So in the next round, what we've done? We've done six rounds. Okay, so this is the seventh round. Seventh round. Have we? No, this is the sixth round. Okay. Sorry. Yeah, 5 times 12, 60. We're at pick 61. Mark Andrews, if you don't have a tight end, that's a pretty good way to go in a mandatory tight end league. Raheem Mostert, Ramondre Stevenson, Calvin Ridley, Brock Purdy. Interesting. Keenan Allen, Alvin Kamara, Rashee Rice, George Kittle, Jordan Love, Terry McLaurin, Zach Moss, running back, Cincinnati. Of those, who would I take as the best value of the sixth round? Presuming I have my quarterback, and I'm not really at this point, I'm not going into a fantasy draft wanting Purdy or Love. It's interesting that Purdy's ahead of Love in the data right now, considering where I've seen Jordan Love in some other people's minds. In a mandatory tight end league, if you don't have one, and Andrews or a Kittle here makes sense because you already have five other starters. You might already have your quarterback, right? And two running backs and two wide receivers. So it would make sense to take your tight end here with Andrews and Kittle there. Or you could even go Dalton Kincaid or Trey McBride. Technically, they're supposed to go off the board later. So I'll stay there. It would be really, really tempting for me to go Mostert here. But I am so scarred from years I own Mostert where he can't stay healthy. And then last year, I didn't own him at all. And he had a monster year, you know? And then you have Achan behind him. And then they drafted the kid Wright from Tennessee with big speed behind him. But it's tempting. It really is. We'll do one more round because I think it's real interesting who's available this late. Seventh round, Debo, Gus Edwards, Hollywood Brown, Dalton Kincaid, Tony Pollard, Trey McBride, Xavier Worthy, Christian Watson, Jaylen Warren, Tank Dell, Tua Tagovailoa, Jonathan Brooks. Wow. We could do a whole podcast on this round. Every name here is significant. I'd argue these names may be better than the entire round before them as a whole. You can't go wrong owning Debo. Debo's not going to go in the seventh round of a 12-team fantasy draft. He's not. No. He's not. He's too good. He's too much a part of that offense. Can score from just about, you know, how Tyreek Hill can score from anywhere on the field. Debo's a threat from anywhere from about 35 yards in. Jet sweep, crossing route, go route. He just is. Debo has tremendous value. Gus Edwards, with Jim Harbaugh and a bad foot for Justin Herbert, and his competition is a guy who you say, well, Edwards gets hurt. J.K. Dobbins gets hurt. J.K. Dobbins gets hurt more than Gus Edwards. Gus Edwards as a running back option here, not an RB2, but someone on your bench or an RB3. We don't flex running backs, but as a third option, Hollywood Brown in Kansas City, being the best thing Mahomes has had to throw to at the wide receiver position, maybe since Tyreek Hill, not comparing them, but compared to the others since him. I want to like Rashee Rice, but I don't like what happened off the field this year. Dalton Kincaid, Tony Pollard. Okay. Tony Pollard couldn't get the short yards or the tough yards or get in the end zone in Dallas once he was featured. I mean, he's the feature back in Tennessee with Brian Callahan running the show after Callahan had all these years in Cincinnati. With Joe Mixon, I think Pollard's okay, but I don't think you're wanting just okay in the seventh round. Xavier Worthy, no thanks. I'd take Keon Coleman before Xavier Worthy. I stand by that. Did a Todd Wright Toddcast on it after the draft. Christian Watson, if they can ever figure out his hamstring problems, he's going to have a big season. He can have big games. Is he too much of a risk, though, to take? It is the seventh round. Jaylen Warren, when he touches the ball, making guys miss, yards after contact, just yards per touch. But how's Arthur Smith going to use him? You're relying on Arthur Smith. How many times, if Justin Fields plays and not Russell Wilson, will Fields be the guy who runs the ball in goal to go and not Jaylen Warren? A lot of questions there. Tank Dell's very good. But Tank Dell is now on in a right wide receiving core with Stephon Diggs. Tua Tagovailoa and then Jonathan Brooks, rookie running back for Carolina under Canales. It's a lot to like about all these guys. But yeah, you can't do better than Debo. You just can't. But I can say, of these guys, I'd be willing to own all of them except Pollard or Worthy. Yeah, I'd own all of them except Pollard or Worthy. And feel in the end, they're going to give me enough to justify starting them. I don't know if on an every game basis, but if you're telling me I can have one of these guys on my bench for a plug and play on a bye week or if there's an injury, yeah, I see value there. By the way, the first guy in the next round, which would be what, the eighth round, is Kyle Pitts. Funny, a lot of questions on the next four. Kyle Pitts, actually the next three. Kyle Pitts, DeAndre Hopkins, Jameson Williams. Kind of appropriate there, bunched up. We'll stop there. Your questions, please. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. Visit originalhooters.com. for the location of 11 closest to you and hours and easy online ordering in the greater Tampa Bay area, originalhooters.com.